to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. And you can also download free app called TuneIn. Go into your Play Store on your apps. Wherever you go to get your Kroger apps or Macy's apps, whatever apps you need, go to your Play Store, look up TuneIn, download it, and then search WWGH. And you really have to search for WWGH because it's small black and white print. But anyway, we're still there. If you're interested in having that app on your phone anytime you want to listen to a live show on any talk show we have, Scott Spears and others, Adam Lepp, whoever show you're interested in listening to would be on that app. If you want to call in, be a part of this conversation today, Nephilim, fact or fiction, please call 740-383-9944. You may have some interesting comments that we may be interested in. Last but not least, this is the 122nd day in the year of 2021, and there remains 241 days left in the year. So, all those New Year's resolutions that you have set forth and have not been able to complete or even start maybe, okay? So, now it's time to get your notes together, get your plan together, and start that new business you said you were going to start. You still have plenty of time left, okay? Now, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce. This will take place May the 15th at the above mentioned address of Logos Christian Ministries, and it will start at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please take advantage of this opportunity to receive free produce. If you have no need of it, please share this information with someone you may know of in need of free produce. Inspect Ohio, your one call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. Owner Cheryl Lee, location LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. Let's see what the thought is for today. And it is titled, Eye of the Storm. Makes me think of, what is that, Rocky? Eye of the Tiger. Yeah, that's what it was. Eye of the Storm. And it goes like this. A wise sea captain caught in a tropical storm knows that if he holds his vessel on the periphery, it will get hurled from one side to the other. If he can reach the eye of the storm, he will enter a place of stillness. The storm will then subside and the ship can continue its journey. Similarly, when everything around me is changing in a very intense way, the best place for me to seek shelter and refuge is not on the outside, but deep within the self, where I can get in touch with my inner being, find strength and stability, then come out and do whatever it is I need to. Okay, that's titled Eye of the Storm. Sorry, I had to read so choppingly. Somehow, my cell phone stopped spinning around, you know, like the long way, so you can get all of your texts together. Well, I had to read it choppingly. Now, let me turn my attention to my guest today, Dacia Wade, my daughter. How are you doing today, Dacia?
I'm doing fine.
I'm doing good. So glad that you took out a moment to be with me. And I told you I advertised that we will be talking about the Nephilim, fact or fiction. This is a passion of Dacia's. She's fascinated with the Nephilim and the Book of Enoch. She's been reading it for a long time. And there may be some of you out there who have read the Book of Enoch. Is this fact or fiction? And I think she's going to somehow take on someone who thinks that it is fiction and that it is not true. So, first of all, how are you once again, daughter Dacia?
I am doing excellent today. Woke up in a good mood today. Just got a new job. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Trying to lead a new life.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
And you can do it with God's help.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, we can. So, like I started out the show, Nephilim, fact or fiction. And you were sharing with me earlier that you had heard a minister say that this was all a lie.
I did. I heard him say that the angels did not come down here to have relations with the women. I heard him say a lot of things about the Nephilim, the fallen angels, and the offspring that they are supposed to bring, or whatever the case is. But there is a difference between the fallen angels, the ones that were fallen, and their seed. Their seed was the Nephilim, which was the spiritual mixed with the human blood, which created giants.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the Nephilim.
Okay.
So that they were both punished in different ways.
Okay. So, why were they punished in different ways?
Well, there were two different beings.
Okay.
There were two different types of, I would want to say flesh, you know. One was spiritual. We don't even know what the angels were made of. And what did they have to do to even come down here to be with women? Or whatever the case is, to transform or whatever. Because all we know about them is they're holy. We don't see them like every day in our realm. Or you get what I'm saying? So what would they have to do to even come down here to do the things that they did to bring forth the actual seed that walked and talked and breathed and ate and did everything that we're doing?
Right. I mean, I hear you.
It's hard to even fathom.
Right, to imagine.
Because we're not God.
So no.
It's hard for us to fathom that could happen.
And not only that, right. It's just something.
It's hard for us to even say,
this really happened.
This really happened. And not just did it happen, but the Lord said it was going to happen again.
Right.
Days of Noah.
Right. Now, when we were talking earlier and you was talking about the fact that this, what did this person actually say that really got you fired up today about the Nephilim?
What has me fired up today about the Nephilim is the fact that someone that believes in the Bible,
mm-hmm,
could just completely dismiss it.
Oh, okay.
When it clearly says in the Bible that it was going to happen, even before the Nephilim got, even before Noah's day, the Lord spoke to Eve in Genesis chapter 3. Noah spoke to the serpent in Genesis chapter 3 and said that there would be enmity between his seed and the woman's seed.
Right.
So that means that there's two different seeds out there.
Right.
So, with that imagery, that means hate. That means that there's a difference in between them. There's a rivalry between the two beings, even though one is spiritual and one is human.
Right.
Because the ones that were cast out of heaven that are spiritual, they are the ones that actually want to... The ones that were cast out of heaven are the ones that once the privilege that Adam got.
Right, they were jealous of Adam. They were jealous.
Because Satan tried to, what, take God's place.
Right.
Get kicked out of heaven. And gets nothing, basically, but this earth, right? He became the God of the earth, the prince of the power of the air, but he doesn't have anything. Like, nothing really belongs to him. He just has control over what's going on or what is being presented in this time and in this day.
The evil.
Throughout the generations.
The evil that exists.
Yes.
That's what he owns.
The movies, this music.
Right.
All kinds of things. Palm readings and witchcraft, and he's the one that rules those things that go on in the world today.
Right, right. All the evil.
All the evil.
Wow.
From generation to generation to generation to generation, trying to make man fall.
Which we do every day.
Right.
But God had to go and make way for us. He died for our sins.
Amen.
So that we could be saved. But the devil can't be saved.
And he's mad.
He's still mad, isn't he? Wow.
Because where he was, the chief of angels, right? He was the cherubim.
Right. Anointed cherub.
He was the one that came and, I don't know, played music before the Lord and everything every day. Said his wings had pipes in them, you know. So he was the most beautiful one, it also says in there.
Creation, yes, he was.
So for him to leave himself and all that, we don't even know what he could have been adorned with. All kind of jewels and gold and all kind of different, just whatever, all the finest things that we know in this world, he could have been adorned with all of that.
Right.
And we don't know that. And he left all of that. And then for God to create man in his own image.
And likeness.
And give him dominion of the earth.
Right.
And the animals of the earth.
Right.
Oh yeah, he mad.
Mm.
He's upset. He's doing everything he can to make us not qualified. And that includes contaminating our bloodline.
Wow. And that's something really to think about. Because we are not the creation of evil. Satan is. He's the creator of evil. And when we do wrong things and say wrong things, then we are doing the works of the devil. Because he told, God said, you're doing the works of your father. You know, which is Satan. He was just letting them know when he was on the earth. You know, you're not even talking about my kingdom.
And wait a minute, what is he saying? There's an enmity between the woman's seed.
Enmity, yes.
Now he letting them people that was standing right in front of him know who they belong to.
Yes. That's true. Alrighty. You got me fired up.
Who they belong to, which was Satan's seed.
Yes, Satan's seed. Absolutely. Wow. And we think that we are the creator of doing wrong things, but no, we are not.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
Whatever has been, will be.
Again, will be again. Wow. Alrighty now.
Or there's no end to what has been.
Nephilim. Are any of you interested in the Nephilim? Have you ever picked up the Book of Enoch or heard Tom Horn or anyone like that talking about the days, the last days that we're living in and how things, the two examples that the Lord gave us were, it would be like in the days of Noah and also in the days of Lot, I think, right? And Jonah? Jonah the well. And that was when Christ came back. That was the 3 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jonah. But in the days of Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah, and also in the days of Noah,
mm-hmm.
when the angels
came down and they came down and seen that the women were fair on the earth and decided that they were going to come down and make wives with themselves. So we'll go to Genesis chapter 6.
Okay. Genesis 6.
Got to start there. And this is Genesis chapter 6, and I will start with verse 1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took themselves wives of all which they choose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. That's what Genesis chapter 6, 1 through 5 says. That they would come down. That they saw the daughters of men and came down and decided to have wives with them. So, the correlating book that goes with that is the book of Enoch. And in the book of Enoch chapter 6, same chapter. So if anyone wants to get the book of Enoch, it almost coincides with the Bible because it's almost chapter 6, chapter 6. So we'll start in Enoch chapter 6. And it says, And it came to pass, when the children of men had multiplied, that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. And the angels, the children of the heaven, saw and lusted after them, and said one to another, Come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men and beget us children.
Mm.
And Simjiza, who was their leader, said unto them, I fear ye will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of this great sin. And they all answered him and said, Let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations, not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. So they said they was going to do this thing. Like this morning, I said, I'm going to get to that job.
So in other words, the minister that you're talking about that disagrees with that, he's saying, not only is it not in the Bible, it's not in the book of Enoch, and if it is, it's not true.
But he has to be saying it's not true, because we just went to the Bible. Now the Bible gives us a snippet of it.
Right.
But the Bible also references us to the book of Enoch.
Right.
And that's what made me pick up the book of Enoch.
Right.
I had went through the Bible. And I was going through the Bible again.
Right.
And it stuck out to me that second time I went through the Bible, the book of Enoch. And then I started searching for the book of Enoch.
Okay.
And so I done been through the book of Enoch.
Right. Right.
To God be the glory. It's only through him.
Right.
That I was even interested in this, but yes. So he's basically trying to say that this isn't, evidently he's trying to say it wasn't written, but it is written.
Right.
I'm reading.
Right. Because we do not want to discredit the word of God. He inspired men to write the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, and he told them exactly what to write. Just like when you're preparing for a sermon.
Yes.
Lord, word my mouth, give me what you want me to say to the people.
Yes.
So that's the same thing he did with the men who wrote the Bible, right?
Yes.
Right.
Now, it says, This where they are together and bound themselves by a mutual imprecations upon it. And in all, it was 200 of them angels that came down here and took all the wives that they wanted to amongst themselves.
And they were in agreement.
And in agreement.
On one accord.
It was 200 of them who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of the Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon because they had sworn and bound themselves by a mutual imprecations upon it.
Wow.
And then it gives us their names.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to read all their names.
Well, you don't have to do that.
It gives us their names.
Right. And that's the book of Enoch.
Yes, that's the book of Enoch. That's chapter 6. If you keep going a little bit, chapter 7 it says, And all the others together with them took unto themselves wives, and each chose for himself one. And they began to go in unto them and to defile themselves with them. And they taught them charms and enchantments and the cunning of roots and made them acquainted with plants. And they became pregnant and they bare great giants, whose height was 3,000 ills.
And listen to all the evil that the devil or Satan is responsible for.
Yes.
He changed the whole course of this world from what God intended it to be.
Yes.
And that's why God said, you can have this world. I'm the creator. I'm going to create me another one.
Yes.
Wow, that's why it talks about a new heaven and a new earth, because this is going to burn up with fire. And you know, a lot of people don't even believe that.
They can't either eat the whole roll,
right, or none at all. Just right. Can't pick and choose.
If you don't believe this and you believe that, then you're saying that God is a contradictor of his own word.
Right.
You're calling him the liar.
Right.
Not man.
That's right.
Because even if you don't truly understand it, that's neither here nor there, because if you are a true believer, you should have a relationship with the Most High God.
Right, right.
And if you have a relationship with the Most High God and you ask him, is this true? Mm-hmm. Show me this. I need to understand this. It said he won't rebuke you.
That's right.
If you lack knowledge, ask him.
God.
And he will help you understand this thing. And that's what happened with me.
I think all of us.
If
you are really sincere and intentional about understanding the Word of God, he is the only one that you can ask.
And then everybody has a different assignment.
True.
Everybody ain't supposed to be studying Nephilim.
Right. Because I never really studied it. It did pique my interest when I first read it. And then he said in the days of Noah, which he talks about in Matthew 24, when you're looking up the last days, when the apostle says, you know, what will be the sign of your coming? Because he told him, I'm coming back again, you know, after I die and resurrected. So I'm like, okay, well, what happened in the days of Noah? That's going to happen again.
Now, this is what happened in the days of Noah.
Right.
This is what people don't understand. Okay, it says, like in Matthew 24, like in the days of Noah,
mm-hmm.
they were eating and drinking.
Right.
And giving in marriage. And being given in marriage all until the flood came.
Right.
Well, who was doing it? Because didn't he tell man to do that?
No, he said...
When he created man, he didn't tell them to eat the herbs that was in the field? Yes, he said that should be meat for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He didn't tell them to drink the water or whatever? He didn't marry Adam and Eve? So, what did he tell them to do?
What you're saying, it says not to do.
It ain't telling us not to do that. It's saying they were doing it. Now we gotta know who they were.
Right.
Because man was supposed to do it and replenish the earth.
Right. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it.
Okay, you in Genesis?
No, I just remember that. I'm in Matthew 24 right now. Do you need me to go to Genesis?
You can go to Genesis and see what it said. When he created Adam, what did he tell Adam to do?
Be fruitful and multiply.
What else did he tell him to do?
Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it.
What else did he tell him? He said that all these trees and these green herbs bear fruit, bearing seed of itself. This shall be meat for you. So he told them to eat and drink too.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Well, you already said that. Yeah. Yeah.
So that was the commandment of God for man.
Right. It was.
So why would he destroy the earth for doing what he...
And your son brought up something too. He said, you know, when he made Eve for Adam, he said that's when a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. And he said he didn't tell him to go off to college and go sow your royal oats and all that stuff. So we get so far away from the commandments of God that we get lost.
Yeah.
Even as Christians, we get lost. Where are we? Where are we supposed to be? Where are we going? Right?
Yes.
Why are we believing this? Why are we going down this wretched road where there's no end? Not the happiness and joy and the peace that God desires for each and every one of us. Because he's already died for all the sins of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So what can I add to it or take away from it?
That one that can't be forgiven.
That's what we're supposed to do. Snatch him out the fire. What else can we change?
We can't change anything.
Right, there you go.
We definitely can't change God's word, whether we like it or not.
Right. Right, because what he says going to happen is going to happen.
What he said happened did happen.
Yeah, and going to, right? Yes. Nothing new under the sun.
Yes. I want to finish what them giants did.
Go ahead.
The giants, there was 3,000 ills, and I don't even know how big one ill is.
How do you spell that?
E-L-L-S.
Let's see what Google says. Go ahead.
Who consumed all the acquisitions of men, and when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish and to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood. And then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. So now the earthling cried out because of the sin that was going on. And it reached the heaven. And this is what happened when the flood came.
It says in 1 Enoch, there were great giants, whose height was 3,000 ills, an ill being 18 inches, 45 centimeters. This would make them 45
feet tall,
4,500 feet, nearly a mile tall.
See what I'm saying?
That's probably why that preacher can't wrap his mind around the giants, the Nephilim.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, my. A mile high up in the sky? That's like the Empire State Building or something like that. A Sears Tower.
Well, compared to regular man, yeah, we'll be looking up them like, we have to lay that on the ground.
Oh, my gosh. We'd be like ants.
And they were. Remember when the children of Israel went over to the land of Canaan and said, we was like grasshoppers over there.
Yes.
They were.
Oh, that's another proof of the giants.
They were like grasshoppers. There's some how big the grapes were.
Yes.
And remember how they had to bring the grapes on the stick?
One vine. Yes. Yeah. One cluster of grapes.
They had to carry
two men.
Yes.
On a big old stick or rod,
yes,
or half a tree.
They were like grasshoppers.
That is proof. Another chapter in Book of Joshua. No, that was.
That was in Genesis still.
Deuteronomy. Wasn't it when Moses
sent them over there?
Yes. He sent Joshua and Caleb over there.
Yes.
And the to spy
other,
out
the
land.
Other spies, and the other ones came back crying, and Joshua came and said, we can take it.
Yeah.
Now, we was like grasshoppers over there.
And Caleb was right with him, wasn't he?
Yes.
Give me the land. I'm going.
Yes.
Wow.
So that's why they had to be punished.
Wow. Like I said, you got my interest, and hopefully someone else may be interested in picking up the Book of Enoch and reading about the things that are to come, especially if God says they are to come.
Well, who's saying that they're not already here? There's also a scripture, I forget exactly where it is, it says, be careful how you entertain people.
You may be entertaining
who?
Angels,
unaware.
Yeah.
Because they ain't no mile high no more.
No.
Because they had got down to, 9 feet by the time David fought them?
12 and 9. I think the tallest one was 12 feet.
Okay, so you got, that's a basketball player now.
Almost. You're right. They're finding them 8 feet tall anyway. Close to it.
That's a basketball player now.
Right.
And we still be looking up at them like, dang.
Mm-hmm. My nephew's 6'7".
6'2". We looking up at them, but so in a way, they are still here.
The spirit, especially. The spirit of the Nephilim. I was looking that up because during the flood, they were supposed to have been destroyed. But the spirit was not destroyed of the Nephilim.
Well, they were chained. But see, that's the thing. The fallen angels.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to 2 Peter. 2 Peter 2 and 4.
2 Peter 2 and 4. I guess I should have warned everybody, get your Bibles out.
Yeah, because I have to have my Bible. Okay. 2 Peter 2 and 4, it reads, for God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. And that was the angels.
I forgot the chapter. I had to clean off my phone first. 2 and 8?
2 and 4.
Okay, 2 and 4. Go ahead.
I already read it.
You're short.
So,
okay, for God did not spare even the angels who sinned. He threw them into hell in gloomy pits of darkness where they are being held until the day of judgment.
So, okay, but that's the who that sinned.
Tell me.
It said God spared not what?
The angels.
So that's the angels that sinned. But then the angels come and have a seed. So there's a difference between the angels and the seed that was produced between the angels and the men or the women.
Mm-hmm.
So the angels was cast out into hell. Mm-hmm. But what about the seed? What happened to the seed?
That's why we have you on here.
The seed stayed on the earth.
Okay.
The seed is what we call today evil spirits. Demons. You know how people live in haunted houses. And they be knocking on the walls. And they be seeing them shadows. And they can't live in there. The paranormal stuff. That's the seed.
Oh, okay.
The seed is still here.
All right.
They don't say nothing about the seed being chained nowhere. It says mm-hmm. that the angels...
Right.
But the angels had what? Children.
Right. But the women. That's their seed. That's the seed of Satan. Wow. So informative.
Now the children, the angels' children were bound to the earth.
That's why they only leave for a season.
That's why they only leave for a season, because they are bound
and they come
to
back.
The earth. Now the angels that was cast into outer darkness are bound to the sky.
That dark hole. Because they said there are black holes
see
out
stars
there.
Every night.
Okay, so you're saying that the stars that we look at every night are what?
Those are the fallen angels. Revelation, they tell us they coming down, don't it?
But the stars will fall
from
the sky.
Yes, it do. It tell us they coming back. Jesus said it was gonna happen. It tell us in Revelation they coming back. The seed is bound to the earth. The angels is bound to the sky. The planets that's up there is them things.
Them things. People don't understand that. Them things. Or what? The planets are what?
The planets and the stars is them different gods.
Like Pluto.
So we reading about, they find a whole new galaxy, a whole new planet system every year, right?
Yeah, just
and we
about.
We just read that about over 200 of them came down here to be with the women.
Yeah.
Now, in our solar system, we only got how many? 7 or 8 or 9?
9.
There's still 200 more that we don't even know about.
Planets. Galaxies. Well, I believe it. There's the sky is so vast. There's no ending to heavens, to the sky. No end.
None.
No.
None whatsoever.
No. And just to think that the devil was up there where God was and he got kicked out. How far did he fall to the earth? Because even the Lord says, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like lightning. How far did he fall? And sometimes I think, how far have I fallen? You know, because sometimes we can get caught up in things in our natural life. And we wonder, how in the world did I do such a thing? What happened? What was I thinking? Oh, that's right. I wasn't thinking. Where am I trying to go? I don't know. So, it's nice to make goals and plans and try to focus on where we are in our life and where we want to be, spiritually and naturally so.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Spiritually and naturally so.
Amen. Okay, now there's two more things I got to get into.
Okay, come on.
About these angels.
All right, go ahead.
Because they should have been ashamed of themselves. Because they left their estate.
Yes, they did.
Now, here we go. And I'm only in chapter 13.
Wow.
Now, we stopped at chapter 6. So, y'all got a lot of catching up to do to get to where I'm at. And Enoch went and said, Azazel, thou shalt have no peace. a severe sentence has gone forth against thee to put thee in bonds.
Mm.
Now, Enoch talked dealing with the angels. Listen at this.
Right.
And thou shalt not have toleration nor request granted to thee because of the unrighteousness which thou hast taught, and because of all the works of godlessness and unrighteousness and sin which thou hast shown to men. They showed us all the sin. God created us perfect. They showed us everything that's going on right now. Homosexuality, bestiality, all of that stuff. We just read about them implicating the beast and the birds in the field and the everything. And they're doing it again. We got ligers. We got horses mixed with donkeys. It says, then I went and spoke to them all together, and they were afraid, and fear and trembling seized them. And they besought me to draw a petition for them. Now they done went to Enoch and said, go to the Lord for us. When they was up there with him first. That they might find forgiveness. And to read the petition in the presence of the Lord. For from thenceforth they could not speak with him, nor lift up their eyes to heaven for shame of their sins, for which they have been condemned. Then I wrote out their petition and the prayer in regard to their spirits and their deeds individually, and in regard to their requests, and that they should have forgiveness and length of days. This is what Enoch did for the fallen angels. He went to the Lord for them. Look at that. Now, in the Bible, don't it say that we were what? Judge angels?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I went off and sat down at the waters of Dan and in the land of Dan to the south of the west of Hermon. I read their petition till I fell asleep. And behold, a dream came to me. And visions fell down upon me. And I saw visions of chastisement. And a voice came bidding me. I too tell it to the sons of heaven and reprimand them. So Enoch had to give them their punishment. Ain't that something? Ain't that something?
So God did not forgive them. And Enoch was the one who had...
I ain't got to that part.
Okay, go ahead.
They asked for forgiveness.
Right.
They asked Enoch. They asked man. This is the whole point of what I'm saying. They went to man.
Right, to go to God for them.
To go to God for them.
Hmm.
When they was already with God.
Right. That's some powerful stuff.
Now, chapter 15.
Okay.
We're almost done. He answered and said unto me, I have heard this voice. Fear not, Enoch, thou righteous man and scribe of righteousness. Approach hither and hear my voice. This is God talking to Enoch now.
Mm-mm.
After he then went to the petition for these angels. And go say to the watchers, I go tell them of heaven who have sent thee to intercede for them. You should intercede for men and not men for you. Wherefore have ye left the high, holy, and eternal heaven and lain with women and defiled yourself with the daughters of men and taken to yourselves wives and done like the children of the earth and begotten giants as your sons? And though you were holy, spiritual, living the eternal life, you have defiled yourself with the blood of women and have begotten children with the blood of flesh. And as the children of men have lusted after flesh and blood, as those also do who die and perish. Therefore I have given them wives also that they might impregnate them and beget children by them, that thus nothing might be wanting to them on earth. Now you wonder what they had.
So envious and jealous of what God had.
Because the devil, what? Left his first estate.
Now, so
he
jealous.
He brought them down with him. And
right.
This is the whole plan. Now, how did our blood get defiled? Because he had sex with mankind.
Right.
Now, all that was over with after the flood.
Right.
But they wasn't gone. This is how you know they were bound to the earth.
Right.
Because after that, then wasn't there giants again?
Yes. After the flood, yes.
Oh, yeah, all through the Bible. Even until David. All through the Bible. We're talking about David and Samuel, but we're talking about giants in the beginning of Genesis.
Right, in Genesis.
The flood had been came. The
right.
The flood is three chapters after the beginning of the book.
Yes, yes. Five and six, yeah.
Thousands of years by the time we get to David. And
oh,
he's
yeah.
fighting Goliath.
Yeah, because Methuselah lived 1,000 years, and the flood didn't even come until, they say, after Methuselah died. So you're talking about 2,000 years right there.
Yes.
And there were many people on the earth.
And therefore, I have not appointed wise for you, as for the spiritual ones of the heaven, in heaven and their dwellings. And now the giants who are produced from the spirits and flesh shall be called evil spirits upon the earth. Shall be called evil spirits upon the earth, and on the earth shall their dwelling be. Evil spirits have proceeded from their bodies, because they were born from men, and from the holy watchers is their beginning and primal origin. They shall be evil spirits on the earth, and evil spirits shall they be called. As for the spirits of heaven, in heaven shall be their dwelling. So this is the proof that they're the stars. Here it is, right here. As for the spirits of heaven, in heaven shall be their dwelling. But as for the spirits of the earth, which were born upon the earth, on the earth shall be their dwelling. You understand? Now do you see it? They're mm-hmm. bound to the earth.
Right.
And the other ones are bound to the sky.
Right.
And the spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth, and cause trouble. They take no food, but nevertheless hunger and thirst, and cause offenses. And these spirits shall rise up against the children of men and against the women, because they have proceeded from men.
That's why the Lord says, I have given you power over scorpions and serpents and over all the power of the enemy, because he knew we had to live on this earth in and around all this evil. But
yes.
he gave us power over it through Christ coming down here and born as a babe, which was God himself in the flesh.
Amen.
He had to give us something to protect ourselves.
His blood.
His blood.
That's not gonna flee.
Yes, and the pardon. And his the pardon also.
Yes.
Pardoning our sins. Wow. Thank you, Dacia, for that lesson, and Enoch and the Nephilim, and thank you for coming and sharing that with us. And hopefully those of you who did listen got something out of it that you can put in your pocket or share with other people, because there are people who don't believe some of the things that they see it read out of the book of Enoch and the Bible. But God says, let every man be a liar, but let God be true. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. A Voice of a People airs live Monday and Tuesday from 4:15 until 5 p.m. Sometimes I do shows at 11:15 to 12 noon. And I try to give out a heads up before I do that, because that's not my regular time, but it is available for me to come on. Have a blessed and happy week. Enjoy your weekend. And don't forget to start that new business that you didn't start when the year came in. Once again, we are living with the God of this world, and that is Satan. But God has given us power
over
all
devices,
the works of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Amen.
Till next time, be blessed.